This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there's a reason in every culture before we became an agrarian society and started settling down and planting crops that people moved on. They would run through the resources in the area they were in. And then ancient agrarian societies would end up leaving where they had their fields because they would deplete the fields unless they lived on a river delta. And then the rivers would periodically flood the growth belts with new silt from all the fish dying and going to the bathroom and all the plant matter. And so that was a big deal I covered last segment. I didn't mean to go off into an iodine rant. But here's an article, Business Insider. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. I mean, I didn't intend to go into that last segment, so they didn't have all the articles up. Did you know that they add iodine to municipal water in rural areas of China? I've shown the videos from China. It shows like a tank that's timered of iodine out in the middle of a small lake, a reservoir, and then it goes off periodically and puts iodine in the water because a large portion of the Chinese were having birth defects, mental retardation, and low IQ. This is not rocket science. So when I mentioned that earlier, any rural community living generationally on land that does not get fertilized properly will develop massive health problems. So many forms of cancer. Oh, there's the New York Times. Hey, print that for me, please. China confronts retardation of millions of deficit in iodine. I mean, see, this is so big here, folks, because I'm sitting here talking about how they want to take Trump out because he's good. They took iodine out of the salt. They started putting it in the salt in the 20s. They took it out by the 70s. And people, you know I'm not just up here talking about this stuff. They want me off the air because every show, whether it's Colbert or whether it's The Good Doctor or whether it's Homeland or whether it's all these Netflix movies where they say it's about me, they tell you it's Alex Jones. Then they have the guy commit crimes. They always attack me and say I'm making it up that the children are being poisoned with vaccines. I can show you stacks of mainstream news where vaccines are killing people and where they're not effective. Or how we harp on the fluoride that is the bad halogen. It's in the same area of the periodic table as iodine. Iodine's what you need. If you don't have iodine, you will slowly die. But if they put fluoride in its place or bromide or bromine, you will die even faster because your body will suck it up. The mother is deficient while she's pregnant. The cognitive development of the fetus is impeded, and the effects are irreversible. To this day, the World Health Organization estimates that nearly 50 million people suffer from some kind of mental impairment related to iodine deficiency. And you wonder why people are so stupid. They're not just not having the iodine. They got fluoride on top of it in their water. And what did the mainline studies come out? The American Medical Journal 2 months ago said fluoride is causing massive IQ reductions, birth defects, cancer. But it doesn't matter. The Good Doctor show on ABC last night said this is an Alex Jones character and we're taking on Alex Jones. That's in news articles. And then I'm a crazy person that doesn't want fluoride in the water and is warning you about vaccines. See? See how it works? It's all funny to them. But let me assure you, the ABC producers aren't vaccinating their children and they're not drinking fluoride. I will assure you, that's for your children. That's for you. That's something for you. Because these people are so fallen and so wicked and they're so spiritually short that they have Napoleonic envy of your grandeur. and they want to pull you down with them. Well, I don't want to see that happen. I want to see that stop. Will you join me?
Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point, and we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God, America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58th minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. I want to get into solutions to stop the absolutely out of control tyranny that is taking place. And the attempted coup by this multinational consortium against our nation. We have Sargon of Akkad, who's going to be in studio with us as well, coming up. There's so much I want to get into here today. But the first thing that I want to play is LeBron James caves to China, blast uneducated rockets, GM. Because you can't talk about that enough. You really can't speak to someone who has grown up in the lap of a free country, made $450 million, and then shoots their mouth off about how much the country sucks all day and how bad it is. And then communist China, that hands down is the most abusive, murderous, controlling group in the world. And then he calls the manager of the rockets uneducated, uninformed. It's just the arrogance is beyond nauseating and sad. It's the selfishness factor where these people are so selfish, they're like stupid. And because they're sociopaths, LeBron James is definitely a sociopath, they always, though, are telling you how virtuous they are and how good they are, but always targeting things that aren't bad. And then they're always defending things that are bad because these people are puppets. These people are evil. Now, I'm going to get to that in a moment, but some things have happened where I've been so busy covering the coup that I constantly feel like I'm not doing something I'm supposed to be doing. And my subconscious mind, that's more powerful than my conscious mind, is angry at me and is saying, Jones, there's something else you're not doing. There's something else that we're not covering, and it's just screaming at me, screaming at me, screaming at me, screaming at me, screaming at me. And I intellectually try to figure out what it is, and this voice has never been wrong. And my inner voice is not angry with me, it's pleading with me. To the point of, I just almost can't even do the show anymore. I need to go away for a few days. And I need to figure out exactly what it is I need to do. Because we've trailblazed a lot. We've changed the paradigm. We've done a lot of good. But We have to catch the next paradigm, the next zeitgeist. We have to be 1,000 steps ahead of the enemy. And I'm only 100 steps ahead of him right now. And that's not good. And I routinely have epiphanies about how to bring the enemy down. I don't pull over and write it down. And I know that these are the answers to our predicament and our conundrum. But let me just say this right now. The big solution from 35,000 feet is God is real, the devil's real. This is a spiritual battle. And the globalists want to hurt innocent people and dominate society and culture and are psychotic. And they don't mean well. They're not just mistaken and you're not going to convince them. And the decadence and largesse of free societies has created a lot of decadent, evil, corrupt people who now are being organized into armies to take political action against those of us that are moral and those of us that have connections to God, because it's a spiritual battle and we are to be conquered and bound and basically tortured. Look what the globalists do to children. Look at how they inflict pain and suffering and debilitation. I mean, I hear the so-called medical shows that they have all over the news and on radio. They're like, don't take vitamins. You don't need multivitamins. They're toxic. They're bad. None of those studies are real. None of that's true. All the real studies show that people are chronically deficient. And that IQs are dropping and cancer's exploding because your cells don't have the materials they need to operate with. So they'll use other materials to operate with, and then they will mutate to be able to operate. I mean, if all you drank was Jack Daniels, your liver, if it didn't fail, would mutate to be able to process that, and that's called cancer. I mean, I mentioned this earlier. I didn't even mean to go there, but I started talking about how in China they had tens of millions of people totally mentally retarded because they didn't have any iodine in the soil because they didn't rotate the crops. And then I had the crew print a bunch of articles where they admit all this, and it just made me completely angry. I mean, the system knows that you're infertile and get cancer and have low IQ when you don't have iodine in utero, and then after you're born, it's even worse. Here's the headlines. How adding iodine to salt resulted in decades worth of IQ gains for the United States. Business Insider, all the studies. China confronts retardation of millions, deficit in iodine. New York Times, 1996. Not your same New York Times. And again, the system knows that the average person is massively deficient in iodine. They know it's the missing link, that without it you die. A long, excruciating, debilitating death. They know that a lot of the neurological disorders that are expanding and getting worse are because people don't have this basic nutrient. But they won't tell anybody that. I've had medical doctors on. Hell, Steve Wallach talks about this. He found this all out because he was the chief medical guy at a major zoo. And they had most of the animals were dying. And then he found out they weren't giving them a multivitamin. And then he found out it was specifically certain nutrients they were missing, like iodine and copper and things like that. And they know, just like your car runs on a certain type of gas or an engine runs on a certain type of oil and then you don't have that. And so we could talk about solutions here. You know, go take over Congress, go to their offices, you know, tell them how the cow ate the cabbage or how the cabbage ate the cow. Pray for revival, call talk radio, file suits against mainstream media for lying to you. But the biggest thing is just get active, just get involved, and realize how much trouble we're in and how serious things are and call Congress, the good members of Congress, and tell them, we back you, be men, be strong, don't give in to tyranny or what's coming is far worse. Really, it just comes down to man up and say you're not going to be conquered and you're not going to sell out to the threats. Because you didn't sell out for the money. So now why would anybody sell out to the threats? But people are calling each other. Going, yeah, the threats are really getting bad. I'm thinking about quitting. And I'm like, no, you better not quit. You better hold the course. Well, tell me what's happening. Yeah, yeah, that's happened to me too. Well, you know it's only going to be worse if you let them have their way. And then people, and folks are like, yeah, you're right. But those are the discussions going on with prominent people in this country. I mean, the stuff going on behind the scenes is just unbelievable. And I'm not going to get into it on air for a lot of reasons, but I think you can imagine what's going on. I mean, it's a campaign of terror. And I didn't really get to the big enchilada yet, but I'll get to it with Sargon of Akkad. He's in studio with us. Next segment. But they do want to force us into a fight. But we're going to win that fight, but we're going to lose the war down one possible future. Let me explain that when we come back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Sargon of Akkad, very popular writer, researcher. Well, it was a statistician, researcher with the private companies and British government before he got politically involved. Now he's reached billions of views on YouTube and other platforms. Sargon of Akkad from the UK, back in studio with us. He was here about a month and a half ago. And I was asking him what he wants to get into first, and he's got a whole stack of InfoWars articles he's saying he'd like to break down. But I first wanted to welcome you back in studio.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I want to just bring this up. Clearly, the deep state's trying to throw Trump out. Clearly, they're trying to stop Brexit. It's the same group of globalists. They admit that in the Financial Times of London and other establishment mouthpieces. And now they're bringing forward frauds against Trump. It's been proven to be a fraud. John Bolton, the warmongering neocon, turns out is the source of all this. That's all confirmed. We said that a few weeks ago. It's just insane, and they are telegraphing that they will remove him this time. This is different. The rhetoric's different. They've got the some of the conservative establishment ready to do it. If they're successful, which if we don't get really politically involved and speak out and say no, they may be. They have a good chance if we don't put pressure on some of those Republicans and Democrats in those swing states. If we don't do that, the deep state is going to remove Trump, and I'm sure of it. Even if I don't call for rebellion or you don't call for rebellion, which I'm not intending to do, other people are going to, and it's going to be explosive. And then I think a few steps on, the globalists, the EU, that's in competition with the U.S. and the U.K., they're allied with the Chi-Cons. They've said they are at Davos. They want a civil war or a societal kind of 1960s burning cities type crisis. And that's why none of this makes sense if you want to have a good, prosperous nation. But the people running America say it shouldn't even exist to begin with. Same people running the UK. So I think that's why we're seeing this illogical cruising the Western ship towards the rocks. You're a smart philosopher, smart historian. Sargon, what is your view on what I just said, and what is your gut on it?
Right. So I haven't been a statistician for the British government. I just want to be clear. I'm just a guy who.
Well, I got confused. You said you worked for doing big stats deals and
No.
Sociological research.
I didn't say that. I used to just work at the research councils, just updating their website. It really wasn't anything particularly exciting. But the interesting thing at the moment, I think.
I want to go back to that and we'll get to it.
Okay.
Because I looked that up. I mean, I'm not saying you were the president or the prime minister of Timbuktu or something. Those research councils do the statistician research and work on. I mean, England loves stats. You worked on stats, and then
No. No, but I just did website updating. I was an IT consultant, tech.
Okay, good.
Yeah. There are a lot of issues there that you brought up. I do think that China is one of the most interesting ones at the moment because I see a lot of left-wingers, frankly, a lot of the left-wing activists, a lot of left-wing journalists, essentially wanting to support China and tacitly supporting China, whereas China is, by pretty much any definition at this point, a fascist state. It's actually a command economy, it's a dictatorship, it's absolutely censorious, and if you look at what's going on in Hong Kong, various activists are turning up dead and stripped naked, floating along the river. And these are young people as well. No confirmed proof that this was necessarily Chinese malfeasance, but I think that...
Well, as a top statistician, what do we do?
Joke. I think it would be pretty ridiculous to suggest that this is not the consequence of the Chinese government, because it is actually millions of people protesting in Hong Kong, waving British flags, American flags, saying that China are Nazis and they want freedom. And I think that we do have an ethical obligation to support that. And the reason that this is so important is because on the flip side of it, you've got Trump pulling out of Syria and the left at the moment going wild about how we're betraying the Kurds. This is the same left that constantly complains about U.S. imperialism and had nothing to say about Donald Trump's pledge to pull out of the Middle East. And now that he's done that, everyone's complaining. So he's put in an unwinnable position. What's he supposed to do?
You're right. In fact, I probably should have started with China. I've been all over that today. And I want to burrow into that first, because this is a Rosetta Stone that just decodes everything. Here's communist China, undoubtedly the most oppressive country to ever exist. Taiwan has a treaty that China shouldn't be taking it over and running it right now. They are. And then a few people in the league say, oh, this is terrible, we should support Hong Kong. The league turns on them. LeBron James turns on them and says they're ignorant. Why would people be cheerleading for an authoritarian state?
I can only assume it's political partisanship, because they say, well, we're the socialist communist government of China, and these people agree with that. I think there's a distinct trend of anti-Americanism that underpins the whole thing as well. I think at the moment, there's been a basic inversion of values, as far as I can see. The NBA players kneeling for the American flag, but standing up and supporting what the Chinese government is doing. And all of these companies are not the major corporations who are currently bending the knee to China are not, in my opinion, ideologically invested. I think they're financially invested, because they're looking at a market of 1.3 billion people and saying, well, we'd like to buy into that.
So it's just pure absolute greed by the mid-level people. But I would say on top, the big corporations are part of the globalist system. They help put the communists in power there, and they like that command and control.
I don't know if they, I'm thinking of corporations like Apple, the Silicon Valley types, who are Google especially, who have been cooperating because they want access to this giant market. It's deeply unethical, but they weren't in existence when China became communist. So I wouldn't say that they put them in control, but I would definitely say that they should be doing what the guys at South Park are doing, and they should be essentially flipping them off.
Well, if you go back, and you're right, Apple didn't exist then. Apple's moved there officially. They've given the code keys. They're now basically mm-hmm. Chinese-based.
Yep.
Google's helping them with their AI and not helping us. But if you look at the big corporations that helped put the seed money into Apple and Google and the rest of it, the Rockefeller Foundation and others were intimately involved helping put Mao in and double-crossing Chiang Kai-shek in 1949.
Right. Okay. I'm not so well-versed on Chinese history as I should be, actually. So I'm not able to comment on that. But it is genuinely disturbing that China is basically going to employ Silicon Valley to create the kind of dystopian technocratic order that Orwell essentially alludes to in 1984. This is something that should be resisted at all costs.
Let's start over then with that, because there's so much to get into, and I want to play some clips. And I agree, we should start with China. And I can open the phones up tomorrow so people can call in about this subject, because I already don't like LeBron James for his America-hating and, you know, supporting people taking a knee. And they have that right. I have a right to say it's a bunch of bull. But then, exactly, they love the most authoritarian state in history. It's the inversion. And it just seems like there's such America-hating or such a loathing of the West that whatever's different from us, these people embrace, even if it's jumping down a mineshaft.
They really seem to. It's their words, not ours. They're the ones who are saying that we actually support what China does.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all. You got the same thing over in the UK. We're right back. We're going to get into this and into the impeachment move and what comes next and how do we stop all this. I've got some ideas, but I tell you, there's something we're missing.
The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were seeing was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows, we'll even be here in 6 months. Hopefully we will. Who knows, the country will be here in 6 months. I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Joke handle came up with, billions of views on YouTube, other platforms. He is an English liberal YouTuber and has millions of subscribers. There's political philosophy, the far left and the far right, Islam and day-to-day politics in the UK. I'd call him a gentleman, but he's been attacked by Antifa. They've tried to silence him, banned off Twitter because he's effective And so he can really speak to LeBron James literally bowing to China and saying that the manager of the Rockets was stupid. Needs to shut up. Now, you got speech, but you caused a problem. You're not educated on the facts, which, just like ESPN shows the Chinese communist model of China, showing the South China Sea all belonging to them. Part of Vietnam, part of the Philippines, part of Japan, part of South Korea. They claim it all because they've got maps from 1,000 years ago where they said it was theirs then. Oh, so it's on, folks. And LeBron James bowing down to all of it. Carl, people are what, 3,000 plus arrests a year on average in the UK. You're an expert on this because you've witnessed your friends being arrested, you name it. Yeah. Arpe, Count Dankula, all these people. And then meanwhile, Carpe Donctum banned off Twitter yesterday for sharing a meme of you know, what was it, unfolding, and also sharing some information dealing with the big scoop that the folks over at Project Veritas got. Now, they put him back up because of pressure, but what we've seen practice in Europe is now coming here. And you were tying it in to what's happening with the NBA and China. Please get back into that.
I think in the United States, you're probably insulated from this because of your First Amendment. So don't ever let them take that away. But the social pressure for not supporting China is weird. And it's such a developing story. I don't even know what to say about it because, I mean, what reason does LeBron James give for being in pro-China? What, I haven't been able to keep up with the story because I was traveling. So what was the reason that he gave for supporting China? I mean, what did he say exactly?
Well, he said a lot in statements, and then we have a short video clip, but he basically said that the general manager of the Rockets was ignorant and stupid for saying the fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. That's all he tweeted.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, let's go ahead and play a clip of what LeBron James actually had to say that's causing a firestorm right now.
Yeah.
This is freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you only think about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be.
What do you make of that?
I don't know why he's supporting China. I mean, there are so many reasons why it's bizarre that he's in favor of China on this. I mean, for a start, like you say, the maps they had 1,000 years ago that they allows them to claim things. The Chinese are quite ethno-nationalist, as in they think that because people might be genetically similar to them, then they should come under the purview of the Chinese state. That's very similar to what the Nazis did. That's what the complaint about the alt-right is that their racial identity.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because let's just be clear. And I don't mean to name drop or, you know, I got black friends or whatever. Mm. My sister's Korean adopted. She's awesome. She's wonderful. And in Korea, if your parents aren't married, then the child is seen as a ghost child. That's why they had a lot of children end up being adopted over here. So I love Asians. They're great people. Communist China's killed more Asians than anybody in history, as you're saying, and they're very ethno-based. In fact, it's reported by many sociologists that the Chinese, on average, are the most racist group of people on Earth. But don't worry, they can lecture us through Hollywood that they own how bad we are because they know we care about that. They manipulate us when, as you said, they're very similar to Hitler, at least their government.
Yeah, and it's not overstating the case to say that either. And there is a general attitude towards black people in China that I don't think LeBron James would appreciate. It's very negative. I don't even want to really repeat it because,
well, that's why if I ever get to meet Mike Tyson, I was almost on his podcast, but it didn't happen when I was out in L.A. I'm going to say, hey, Mike, but don't knock me out, but you know, Mao Zedong didn't like black people. So, I mean, why you got to? Why don't you put Hitler on the other arm, Mike?
You don't have to go that far back. This is a common opinion about black people in China now, that they're inferior. And so it's very interesting how he's defending the honor of the Chinese state. I'm guessing that there's a lot of money at stake for him to be able to do this. But yeah, they're completely against free speech. They're happy with a complete surveillance state with the social credit score. They are a one-party, anti-democratic system. Essentially, they're a fascist economy. What on earth is he defending other than his own bottom line?
Well, that's what it is that he's defending his bottom line, which he could do that if, and just be an authoritarian booster, if he didn't constantly, I mean, I don't know if you follow LeBron James because you're in the UK, but
I don't know.
Trump's a Nazi, Trump's the worst thing, Black Lives Matter, cops are evil, America sucks. But then meanwhile, he's made $450 million here. Nobody's ever done anything to him. But China literally has 2 million Uyghurs in concentration camps. They kill Buddhists, they kill Christians. It's not debated, and he loves them.
They are apparently harvesting organs from Muslims at this point. So you would think that a lot of people in the West who are usually quite concerned about Islamophobia would have a few things to say about
but nothing.
Silence. But what?
By the way, I've had some people go, well, you know, those are Muslims. Put them in camps.
No.
The Uyghurs have not been attacking people. They've not been doing anything. They haven't been globalized. The Saudi Arabians haven't gotten their hands on them. They're like ancient Muslims. And the point is, I don't care who they are. Just because Muslims kill people and put people in camps sometimes doesn't mean we do it to them.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we stoop down to that level.
Agree. There's no justification for ethnic cleansing in the way that China's doing it at all. It's atrocious. And then to be completely against, and the worst part is, the people who want freedom in Hong Kong are being pathologized. They're being told that they're bad people. They're being told that what they want and their own independence is a terrible thing because of the NBA's bottom line. That's awful.
And let's go further. As you know, they have a treaty that for several more decades, it was a treaty with England, that China doesn't get Hong Kong.
Yes.
And so it's semi-autonomous. They're violating all that.
Yeah, they're trying to incorporate it into China.
I think this is a big wake-up moment for people, that everybody knows communist China is very authoritarian, and to have all the super woke black athletes that normally lecture us how evil America is falling down to rub the feet of China, people are really like, what the hell's going on here?
It's not something I would have expected, to be honest. And there are quite a few woke leftists who I've read articles and blogs by woke black leftists who've gone to East Asia and said, I get treated like an outsider here because I'm black. There's no diversity there. There's no representation. They don't put black people on TV unless they're mocking them. So I don't know why anyone from
and let's just be honest, in China and places, they go to the basketball games as a freak show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all a big joke in Asia.
They have very, very, very negative opinions.
And we're not going to say what they say.
No, I don't want to. Yeah.
We're not going
to
say what they say on Chinese TV about black people. But let's just say, good thing the black folks don't speak Chinese.
Probably. But
I've seen the skits with the.
Yeah. It's shocking, frankly. And I'm someone who likes edgy humor, but it's still quite surprising to me.
It's not just blackface, too, folks. I'm not going to even repeat it on air, because the left will say I'm saying it and then defend China, because the left's allied with China.
They are.
And they're on the payroll.
Actually, huh? I don't know if they're on the payroll, but...
Oh, no, China owns the majority of the Hollywood.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if... I think that the concern about the market share is definitely the driving force there.
We'll be back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Sargon of Akkad is here with us, riding shotgun. I intend in the next hour to open the phones up a little bit in the last 30 minutes, but I haven't picked the topic yet. Maybe I'll just say if you have a question for Mr. Benjamin, then you can call in and talk to him if you're a fan of his. But we'll see. You've got a whole stack of news there, topics you want to get into, and I'm glad you want to talk about this particular story, because that's actually where I was planning to go next hour, the war on masculinity. And then separately, Paul wrote an article for Infowars.com yesterday that I meant to cover that I forgot. Will you guys reprint it for me? About Forbes telling women to vacation alone in Pashtun-held Akhani network regions of Pakistan. Now I want to explain something. Any Westerner going there has better than a 50-50 chance in those areas of being kidnapped and or murdered. I mean, even the Pakistani military doesn't go in most of those areas. But then it shows this woman saying it's healthy, it's fun, it's safe, and a picture of her. Meanwhile, women are getting murdered all over, and it's this weird fetish of saying, oh, no, go to Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, go to areas held by Al-Qaeda in Africa where commandos don't go. And so separately, they're telling men, don't be masculine, but they're like telling women, go somewhere that's going to get you killed, it's totally safe. What the hell's going on?
It's a really good question, isn't it? There's a long list of people, mostly young women, who have been murdered traveling around the Middle East on their own. There was a woman who wore a bridesmaid's dress or a bride's dress who was murdered in Turkey, who was traveling alone. There were two women who were killed in North Africa. I can't remember if it was Morocco or Algeria. They were beheaded by ISIS militants. There have been numerous others. And so for them to put... It was a travel blogger who's a young lady, and she has spent, I think, 6 months in the northern areas of Pakistan where she's been traveling alone. I don't know what the chances of being killed on these expeditions are, but I personally wouldn't consider it a safe thing to do as a man, let alone as a woman, wandering alone through some of these regions. It was one of the ex-Soviet states in Central Asia where...
They were on the bike ride.
There's
so many examples you can't even...
Yeah, exactly. There are genuinely a lot of examples of this. And I think that is actually quite irresponsible for them to recommend... Just because this one woman has had a positive experience doesn't mean...
Well, that's what I'm getting at is they offer it and say it's safe, it's great. Here it is. Forbes slammed for encouraging women to vacation alone in Pakistan. And the reason I went there is... that it's the same psychology. Women should do reckless, crazy things that men don't do, but men should wear dresses.
Yeah, and then this, I don't know if this necessarily dovetails on the same subject, but there probably is some kind of connection here, because there has been, for the past at least, I would say, 10 years, but probably much further back, a drive by radical feminists to erode the concept of masculinity. They've essentially pathologized it and deemed it as toxic. And so young boys who are acting out in class or anything like this is a problem. And this is what Christina Hobbs Summers talks about in her War Against Boys book. They do seem to think of masculinity as a problem. And so this is the next logical step on that, the new masculinity. Because what they have to naturally do is find a role for boys to fulfill. If you're going to say, well, the traditional male gender role is aggressive, toxic, harmful to women and harmful to themselves, then you've got to replace it with something, because otherwise you're just saying, right, you have to become women. But looking at the picture, what's the difference? He is wearing something that looks like a cross between a sleeping bag and a dress.
And guys, do me a favor, pull the article up, please. Here, I'll show people.
That's genuinely...
GQ magazine says new masculinity is men wearing earrings, giant sleeping bag dresses, and crying. And you think, well, that's just the crazy, you know, Hollywood folks. No, this is what's taught in schools. This is drag queen story time. This is you're going to act like girls now traditionally, and then women, Gamergate, all the Hollywood roles, are the heroin commandos.
There is definitely a drive to effeminize men. There's no question of it. And you can look at... testosterone levels over time, they're dropping. They look at fertility levels,
which is in the plastics and the. Yeah.
There are probably lots of reasons for it, and that's one reason.
It's just accidental. They want us to not be masculine, and these chemicals are there.
Honestly, that probably is just a coincidence.
Of course.
No. There probably is a confluence of people who philosophically think that we should be more feminine and our kind of sedentary Western lifestyle.
China puts iodine in their water, their IQs keep going up. We make sure it's not in there.
That's interesting. I saw you talking about that. That's New York Times.
Yeah, this is all on
1996. My goodness.
Look at this. Oh, we'll behave ourselves now.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, anyway, so...
We don't want them emasculating the frogs here, buddy.
It's too late. The frogs are already emasculated.
Their numbers are plummeting, just like ours are.
Well, yeah, but...
Western men die.
Now, that's the real crux of the issue, right? This won't catch on until women find it attractive. And that's the reason that tradition...
And they just don't.
No, of course not. That's the reason traditional masculinity was as it was. Like, if you think about it, all the gender roles are a way for a social species to facilitate relationships in order to produce families. What men look for in women and what women look for in men, there's a general...
Yeah, believe me, women aren't looking for this guy.
Well, I mean, I'm sure...
I mean, they might want to be trendy and take him out to some trendy place, but... Nobody is having any success at those lonely, soulless, trendy facilities.
He doesn't look like a strong provider to me, but I don't know. But anyway.
No, he doesn't look like the type of guy that is going to get up and take care of you when you got the flu at 3 a.m.
Yeah, but these matter because masculinity and femininity are essentially two sides of the same coin. One gender role is designed to facilitate the rearing of children. The other gender role is designed to facilitate the protection and supply of resources to the person or to the children themselves. So it's a team effort.
Women like nest because they are nest.
Well, they do nest build. You know, that's true.
But women had a little nest in them.
Well, I suppose they do, yeah. I suppose you could say that.
And then we build the nest, around the nest.
But you see, like, nest-building behaviors
it's genetic. It's not like humans just have these relationships. That's what we do.
Yeah, rather than calling it genetic, because I would say it's biological.
Well, it's nature and nurture.
Yeah, absolutely. It is nature, though. There is definitely a natural aspect to this. And
listen, it's epigenetics, too. I mean, you can take little groups of little boys and little girls and try to make the girls do boy things and try to make the boys do... You cannot make them do it.
Well, this is what I was going to get into, because what we're seeing now is a trend where women are essentially becoming the breadwinners of the house. Women are the majority of degree holders leaving university. They're making more money. Millennial women make more money than millennial men.
And so the globalist plan is working, but statistically the women are totally unhappy.
Yes, this is leading to women being depressed, being lonely, and being resentful of men. I've read many articles from successful career women who are talking about why they split up with their house husband, because they didn't find him attractive and they became resentful of the fact that they would come home from work and he would be essentially refreshed and smiling because he's playing with the kids all day, and whereas they're exhausted, they've been in board meetings.
They've been out in the wars.
Well, yeah, basically. I mean, who wants to do the job of a CEO, you know, 70 hours a week, constantly working, and you get home and your husband's there and he's fresh as a daisy and he's playing with the kids? I'd get resentful, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I resent my wife, but sometimes she's complaining, and I'm like, you know, you got it really damn good here.
Right, exactly. You know, and these guys, like Bill Burr said, these guys, you know, you're living the dream. You know, you're playing out in the sun with your kids. That's living the dream. But this is the thing. It's the erosion of the female and male gender roles and the...
Oh, they're both stealing our roles as if we're being empowered, but they're destroying a system that can support the traditional genetic nature-nurture roles.
Yeah.
So the human habitat is being removed.
In many ways, yeah. And I don't think this is necessarily good for children, but it's definitely not good for women, and women are starting to discover this. One of the things that you can see, and you can probably just literally...
Well, that's what I found, is these professional women hit 40, and they are just racing around trying to get a husband.
Absolutely.
And then they don't want the husband that makes her a taco and is a painter, all day, because there's something, she just doesn't want it. Because genetically she knows, I'm not saying it's bad to be a painter, but you know what I mean?
No, that's his job, supposedly.
He's not really a good painter. He's the artist, and really he's just screwing young chicks all day and while she's off at work.
When it comes to the financial, the sort of resource gathering situation of couples, women marry up. And so you've got a lot of women now who are looking for men of higher status than themselves. But they got rid of men's status,
so it's beautiful.
Well, yeah, but most women aren't feminists. Only in your country, something like 10% of...
Well, sure, and of course, that's just a ruling class genetic system. You say, Sargon, you're a smart guy. I can show you all the documents where they engineered this in the family. This is all a plan.
I agree. It's definitely the plan of radical leftists to destroy gender.
Well, let's talk about where this is all headed.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
With with more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.